Well, a new exhibition exploring the lived experience of cancer will be officially launched in St. Stephen's Green Shopping Centre in Dublin later today. The free event showcases advances in Irish-led research, treatment and early detection. One of the stories being told at the exhibition is that of 38-year-old Fiona Ryan from Cork, who has a gene mutation which increases the risk of developing the likes of breast cancer or ovarian cancer. Fiona discovered she had the BRCA2 mutation when she was 28 years old, after her sister Grania had been diagnosed with breast cancer, from which she recently passed away. She's been speaking with our reporter Andrew Louth.
We all have BRCA genes and they help protect us from cancer by fighting damaged DNA. But unfortunately, in some of us, we have a mutation, which is kind of like a fault or a glitch, and it just stops those genes from working properly and doing what they're meant to do, which then results in those of us who carry the gene having a higher risk of getting cancer in our lifetime. And in my case, as being a BRCA2 carrier, I'd have a higher risk of developing cancers such as breast and ovarian. And it was thanks to my amazing older sister, Grania, that I actually found out I was a BRCA2 carrier and had the opportunity to be tested for this gene. And sadly, Grania was diagnosed with breast cancer when she was just 33.
Explain then what this means for you, knowing that you have this gene mutation.
There's different options when you are a carrier. So the two primary ones are surveillance or preventative surgery. And at the moment, I am in the surveillance path. And what that means is that every 6 months, I'm with my hospital team. So 6 months, I have an MRI. And then in another 6 months, I go in for a mammogram. And once a year, I meet with my consultant or a member of their team. So it means then this surveillance route means that if I was to develop cancer, they're catching it in the earliest possible stage when treatment is most effective and when survival rates are at their highest.
I'm joined now in studio by Orla Dolan, CEO of Breakthrough Cancer Research. Orla, thanks very much for coming into studio this morning.
Delighted to be here. An exciting day for us.
Cancer research has been revolutionary when it comes to the treatment of the disease. Can you tell us about cancer care and how has it changed over the years?
I suppose in its most fundamental way, it's become more precise and we've more treatment options. I mean, all of this is born from research. You know, things like immunotherapy weren't even conceived of and maybe 20, 30 years ago, and now have been transformative and given people like long-term responses after treatment. But as you're looking forward and you bring things like AI, all of it is about more options for more people, those options being less toxic and have less side effects and then more precise to killing just the cancer and leaving healthy things behind.
More and more people now living normal lives after successful cancer treatment. And you were saying there are more and more treatments. Can you tell us about what type of treatments are going to be explained at this exhibition?
Well, the exhibition is incredibly vast and it'll show treatments that are from history all the way up to current day. And I think that's when you really see how things have transformed. When you see the brutality of surgery in the 1800s versus the ends of a robotic instrument that you see now, when you understand that radiotherapy is so incredibly precise that they monitor your breathing so that they can make sure that the beam goes exactly where it needs to be, how we have treatments that are more targeted, they're more specific to the cancer, all of those are on show in a really understandable way and through human stories like Fiona's earlier. But then you also see the research and where it's going in the future and how we're going to really push back the frontiers.
And that evolution of cancer care, it's fascinating. But this event is about making complex topics more understandable for everyone, and including children.
Yeah, it's suitable for anybody 8 and above. We're taking incredibly complicated concepts and making it understandable in bite-sized pieces. And you're looking at things like the tooth of an elephant and a dinosaur bone that has cancer, all the way up to how we explain precision medicine. But all of these things are hands-on, it's objects, and it's human stories. The people like who have experienced cancer, the researchers, the clinicians, all of those stories bring it to life in a really easy way.
And you're talking there about the human stories. This exhibition is centred around those personal stories, personal items as well, that have helped people through the disease.
Yeah, and we're incredibly privileged that people have loaned us objects that are on show there. And those objects can be anything from something that maybe they relied on when going through treatment, or just something that's significant to the person they are. But when you come in, you meet these extraordinary pictures and those objects sitting here and the stories behind it.
So hope is a theme that's running through this exhibition then?
Yeah, we're a cancer research funder, Breakthrough Cancer Research. Everything about research is about hope, it's about change, it's about how that research can make tomorrow better than today. And this is totally on show in this exhibition.
Sounds like a very interesting event. Orla Dolan, CEO of Breakthrough Cancer Research, thank you for coming in to us this morning. It's 7:46.